you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace.
Good morning. Come on now, just give Him praise. He's worthy of your praise. Yes, He is. He's worthy. Yes, He is. He's so worthy. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Father, we just bless You. We magnify Your name. We declare and decree that this is the day that we are walking in our multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. We are walking in Your presence. We're walking in, woo, the Word. We're walking in, oh my God, sonship today, oh God. We're walking under the power of sonship. And Father, I declare a decree that will never be the same. Father, I declare a decree. Ha, glory. Woo, my God. Father, I declare and decree that as we go forth today, oh God, that You are going to heal, save, and deliver. Father, we pray continually for those affected by the fires in California. Father, we pray protection. We pray grace and favor. Father, we pray that the spirit of rebuilding, ha, glory, woo, is coming upon them. And Father, I thank You, Lord God, that You are going to cause the enemy to return seven times what he stole. And Father, we'll be able to give You all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to this early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Oh, come on now. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then it says, to those that received Him, the Word, He gave them the power to become the sons of God. Now, the first thing that you have to understand is that you're a son. And if you're a son, there is an inheritance that you have coming your way. Oh, come on now. The inheritance can only be given to sons. I'll say it again. And the inheritance of God can only be given to sons. See, somebody's going to get this today. Because you are a son, you already have an inheritance. And the Lord spoke in 5785. This is God's calendar year. I know we're so used to the Roman Gregorian calendar. I know it's January 13th, okay? But the Bible says, to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. God's heavenly calendar is what you need to pay attention to. Why? Because It was the power of heaven. It was the power of God. It was the power of Elohim that created the heavens and the earth, you and your purpose. Now it's your job as a son to walk out the will of the Father, okay? Now listen, so what you're going to get today is just, like I said, I just want to encourage you today, okay? We are in, you're going to walk in multiplied and abundant grace, okay? According to Romans chapter 5, okay? See, we're going to have to go there, so we might as well go there, amen? Romans chapter 5. Let's go to the word, amen? Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Now look at what Romans chapter 5 says. It says, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace. Come on, somebody. Woo! Come on, we're going to go here today. Listen, the devil gets no glory. Listen, God doesn't cause destruction. But God will make sure that it is not going to be as devastating as the devil planned. But look, by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Much more, they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign, shall have rulership in life by one. Verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Come on now, someone type, I have the grace of God. It is so. Type it right now. Let's get to this word today. Because listen, you are walking under this multiplied abundant grace. It's already been released, okay? And then see, and then what you got to understand is that phrase. He says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. See, this word abound in the Greek right here means to be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow, to furnish one richly. Okay, so this is going to be the time and season in your life that God begins to furnish you. He begins to abundantly surround you with the things that you need to prosper and be successful. Everything that God gives you won't be just money, okay? There are things that belong to your peace, okay? I believe that's Luke chapter 19, I believe. The things that belong to your peace, okay? So you're going to abound, okay? Then you're also going to come under this understanding that you are already accepted. And I know what happens around holiday time is we get this feeling of guilt and condemnation, okay? The things I should have done, your New Year's resolutions, no. Listen, first of all, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. First things first. Everything that God is doing in your life is going to happen spirit first, then natural. Okay? Then it says, according as he has chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world. You were already chosen. Listen, the world has a mindset that that it's only going to accept the best, the tallest, the skinniest, or blah, 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 blah. No. God already accepted you, okay? Okay? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame in him. Having predestined beforehand, already destined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Now take a look at verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. You're already accepted. Oh, come on now. You are already accepted. I'm trying to get this into your spirit. You're already accepted. And now if you're already accepted, here's what you got to understand. That you are already the called and divinely selected and appointed. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Oh, I'm going to have to get out of here pretty quick. Romans chapter 8. Look at verse 28 and 29. Amen. Well, we'll look at 27 and 28 for time's sake. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know, here we go, and we know, here it is, and we know, good morning, Chet and Martha, and we know that all things, how many things? All things, someone type all things, it is so. Come on, I'll type it right now. All things, see, all things, we know that all things work together for good. He never said everything was gonna feel good, but all things work together for good to them. Now he gets specific. Now point to yourself and say, he's talking about me. Come on now. I know you might look crazy, but just go and say, he's talking about me. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. If you love God, give him praise. If you love God, give him glory. Come on now. Woo, he's looking at your heart. He's not looking at everything that you do. Okay, he's looking at your intention of your heart. Woo! All things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called. You are the called. You're the divinely selected and appointed. If you're hearing this message, it might not look like everything is good around you, but I'm here to tell you, you're the one that he chose. You're the called, divinely, heavenly selected and appointed, according to his purpose. You are a part of the plan of God. Now, being a part of the plan of God means that because you're one of God's sons, you're a target for the enemy, but that's why God's grace was sent and created to keep you protected and covered in this time and season of your life. Listen, this season, 2025, you are going to be walking in. Now, listen, I want you to get this. Okay, this is not only a season that you're going to always have, but this is going to be the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace. You are being anointed. You are being covered, submerged in God's divine grace. And I declare and decree that the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you in this season like never before. You're going to have favor. You're going to have grace. You're going to have, listen, peace and wealth is going to come to you in such a way that it's going to scare you, because you're going to be like, Father, I didn't know I was worthy. He said all the time, you always were. Listen, I'm prophesying to you right now. I'm speaking those things that be not as though they were. I know what it looks like right now, but God said everything about what it looks in your life is going to change for the good. Why? Because you are my called. You are my chosen. I chose you first. So, how do we show the Lord that we agree? He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, when we understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, so the word is the seed that activates the harvest of grace, the harvest of peace and joy and wealth, and the harvest of healing. He says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. And the way that you activate this in your life is by sowing seed. So you give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Okay? This is how we activate God's kingdom of wealth, prosperity, peace, and joy, and grace in our life. Amen. So listen, get your seed ready. Amen. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Now listen, sow the seed. You can use, if you need to sow into the ministry, you can use the PayPal at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can use your smartphone and scan that QR code and use the church PayPal. You can also use the church Zelle at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L, at Gmail. But there's another level of sowing seed that God says that now, when you sow this seed into the hand of the priest and prophet, now I cause the prophet to speak and I honor what comes out of his mouth. Ezekiel 44:30 says, and the first of all first fruits of all things of every oblation. That word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. Of every sort of teruma shall be the priest, and you shall give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So God puts a grace on the priest and the prophet that when you sow directly into the hand of the priest and he speaks the blessing, God moves heaven, hell, death, and the grave to get the word of the prophet and priest into your life. You can get this done by sowing into my Cash App, $2ProphetMDBryant, or my Zelle, or my PayPal that's right there on the right side of the screen. Sow your seed. Give your seed. Show God and the devil that you believe his word. Father, I thank you. As they sow seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, I speak unending, unstopping wealth, favor, grace. Woo, my God, healing. Salvation, deliverance, who is coming into their life right now. Father, I declare and decree that what they need shall come and abound. It shall overflow. They shall have so much that they'll have to give out more. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Now listen, I want to thank you for joining in. I'm going to be on about this time. Amen. But listen, tell your people, go back to the broadcast. Get the scriptures. Especially go back to yesterday's broadcast on the Hour of Power with myself and Prophet Tanya. Because listen, woo! When you get the word, you're getting the power of the kingdom of God in your life. Be blessed.